Bein b'shus haram, bein b'shus hayochel is tmeis, because they treat tarat l'reis as a vaday tom. Reb Shimon says b'shus harabim is tohor, hayochel is toilin, looks like a sofek. And the Gemara continues now. Shneim loy lomdua elam isaita. They both got it out of sight. Rabbonon savrei. It's like if you say it's like a very interesting word where anyone does it, but Rabbonon savrei ki saita, just like saita. Ma soita sofek ki vasa'ua kevadai. That's the asura. Soita has sofek. We don't know she was mezana. She was kinin tzi. We don't know what happened over there. Yet she's asura labailo until she shows you what about those. That's malkis. There was some sheetas and things will be a malkis. Hochanami sofek vasa'ua kevadai. What do we know about soita? So from soita we learn the din of sofek tumo. What's the din of sofek tumo? That b'shus hayochid is tome vadai, but b'shus harabim is tohor, right? Now, the Rabbonot say that this is Tomei Sai B'shus Aram, Sai B'shus Hayot. So what do you mean, Soita? It's not the same as Soita. Imi Soita, Emo Ki Soita, so make it like Soita. Ma Soita B'shus Aram Tohor, Hochanai B'shus Aram Tohor. That's not what you said. So, hold on a minute. Why is it, where that difference between B'shus Hayot and B'shus Aram come from in Soita? Because where does Soita start? With Stira. Right, she was misyachedes with a man, correct? A stira. That can't be a Rishus Harabim. That's where that whole split comes from. That's by definition, sayoch. If it's a rabbi, it's not stira, it's not yichud, right? So Gemara, that's soita, it makes sense to make a difference to sayoch and sarabim. So what are you going to tell me? The mikvah shechose, Rishayoch and sarabim, what difference does it make? Now, which is a very interesting svara, but it's patently not true. Because we do learn from Saita that all Sofek Tumas depend on Shayom Sharam, even though it makes no sense. But he wasn't going to say that in a second. Hochi Hashta, Hosom by Saita, there's a dimsim Shayom Sharabim, Mishum Stiru, Ustir Visharam Lekin. She's talking Stiru Sharam. That's why we say Sofek Tumas Sayochet Tome, Sofek Sharam Tor. Hochom Mishum Chosiru, Mali Chos Sharam, Mali Chos Sayochet. What's the difference? That's not true, but v'chiteimu, but can't be. Hokol sofek tumas harabim tohor. We do learn up from Saita that it splits on the lines shayor sharam, even though it makes no sense. A guy sofek he touched on the sofek sheret sofek tzvardeya. It depends on sharabim shayor. What difference does it make? That's it. Somehow, however, the Chazal figured that out. We learn up since the classic case is Saita, and there it cuts along the line of shayor sharam. All of tumah cuts along those lines, although it doesn't make on hand of sense. So you can't tell me that. So back where we started then. You told me it's like Soita, Tartel Reyes. Just like there it's Vaday Tome, here it's Vaday Tome. But it's not like Soita. It's worse than Soita. Soita and Sharam is Tor, and you people are being Metami and Shosarab. So the Gemara. That's a big difference. Kemdika Tartel Reyes, Kivaday Tome Domu, which we knew before. They have this thing called Tartel Reyes. Tartel Reyes is a Vaday. When we say Sofik Tome depends on Shiyoch and Sharab, that's Sofik Tome. But vaday tumo, that's not shayor saram. They treat tartel reis as a vaday. Mele it's tome, even saram. So just stop to think for a second. After you say this, it has nothing to do with soita anymore. Just keep that in mind. It has nothing to do with soita anymore. Soita is irrelevant. Soita is the halachas, the rules of sofek tumo. You're telling me they hold mesvar that tartel reis is a vaday. Okay, hold that in the veins for a second. I'm just prefacing, this is one of the hardest pieces of Gemara I've ever learned personally. I'm asking Bechil at the beginning, if I don't put it across straight, it's mamish, it's pushing hard Gemara. Oh, now what's with Reb Shimon? What did Reb Shimon say? Reb Shimon said, in Rishus HaRabim, it's Tohar, and Rishus HaYochid, it's a Sofek. Where'd he come from? Zotma Vaita, ki Soita. Like Soita the other way. Ma Soita, Rishus HaRabim, Tohar. Hochanam, Rishus HaRabim, Tohar. You're very good, but what about Rishus HaYochid? Imi Soita, Imi ki Soita, Ma Soita, Rishus HaYochid, Tmei of Vadai. Hochanaim Shayochet Tmei of Vadai, and you didn't say that. You said that in Shayochet it is Sofek. Hochiashta, 1 second, Zotip. Shiva comes with a bombshell. There's a big difference between this tremendous Chumrah of Soita, that is Sofek Tum Shayochet is Tomei Vadai, that's only by Soita. Hosom Yeshua Glayim Ladova. That's not a 50-50 Sofek. It's pretty shady. Looks pretty bad. He warned her not to go with this guy. She wound up in a room with him alone. That's not a stama Sofek. That's Raglayim Ladova. Sharikina Lovenisoch, my Raglayim Ladova, Iko, a married dick of Reb Shimon. Rashi, took a look at Rashi, where Rashi points it out somewhere. Look at Rashi, the wide line. My Raglayim Ladova, Iko, last wide line. There is no
supporting evidence that there was a choser here. It's a 50-50. We don't know what happened here. Dilma hashtahu the choser. Shma mino de kosova Reb Shimon b'shar sofek tuma da alma nami b'shayochet toilin do einu agraim ladover. Rashi and Tais learn Reb Shimon is against the rule we have in all of Shas. So tuma shayochet tomei vader, Reb Shimon doesn't buy it. You can't learn from Saita. Saita is not an evenly weighted sofek. This that the Torah made sofek Saita vadai. That's because it's Raglaim Ladova. But Enochanami, Sofik Tumish Sayochar according to Shimon is not Tomei Vadei. All Rashi says all over Shas. Not everybody agrees with him, that's how we'll go. Now. So what do we just come out now? We said it's a funny Gemara. Shneim lo lamdu elam Saita, right? They both got their din from Saita. At the end of the day, neither of them got them from Saita. It's a funny Gemara. The Rabbonin, it's not Saita because it's Tatl Reyes. So it's Vadei. Rib Shimon, it's not Saita because it's less than Saita. So it's not Tomei. Zok that Tais says, and they all bring from Rabbeinu Tam, when the Gemara says here, Shneim lo ilomdu amisoito, it doesn't mean they're learning it out from Soita. They're not. If anything, it means to tell us why it's different than Soita. Shneim lo ilomdu amisoito is just to be able to tell you why is it different than Soita. It's bavarni. The way the Rabbi Shain quotes Rabbeinu Tam, Shneim lo ilomdu ela from the contrast of Soita. That's what we're saying. There's Rabbonin have a thing called Tartal Arayis. Vishtimtas mit Soita, it's worse. Reb Shimon, he's saying it's Sofik in the Shayochit. Why doesn't he learn from Soita? Because it's different. It's a strange Lashon language. That's how they quote Rabbeinu Tam. Shneim lolom duo, ela from the way it's different. The way they contrasted it to Soita, that's how they got what they got. But Tais puts it, and the same Rabbeinu Tam, same idea. What we really want to tell you is how it's different. The Shneim lolom duo mit Soita, it can fit with Soita. But it's not a problem why it's different. Okay, so again, what do we have? What do we have right now? The Rabbonin hold it's Vadai, Sairishus Ayochid, Sairishus Aram, because they held Misvara, Tartal Reyes is a Vadai. Fighting. Darechos Lefonecha makes a Vadai. Reb Shimon doesn't hold from that. Reb Shimon holds in Svara, it's a Sofik. So therefore, what did he do? In Rishus Harabim, it's Tohar. That's okay. That's like that much he learns out from Saita. That much he learns from Saita, that it took some Tumash Sarah without a Chazoka, is Torah. But in the Rishus HaYochid, he doesn't go as far as Saita. Saita becomes a Vadai, but that's because of Raglaim Adovin. He remains with a Sofik in Rishus HaYochid. Okay, now comes the Mamash Pesgamor that's came out impossible to read. Vibo Yaseimo, another Pshat. Hainu Taime de Reb Shimon, Goma Soif Tumo Mitchilas Tumo. Let's go. What is Tchilas Tumo? Tchilas Tumo means a Sofek if you became Tomei. Sofek Noga B'Sheretz. Sofek Soita. That's a Sofek in Tchilas Tumo. Did she, was she Mezad? Our Sofek here is not a Sofek, did he become Tomei? Fakert. Our Shaila is, did he become Tor from his Tumo? He went into the Mikveh, that's our Sofek over here. It's a Mikveh Shenimsa, right? That's called Soif Tumo. It's really a Sofik Tyre, if you think about it. There, it's a Sofik, did the thing become Tomei? Here, it's a Sofik, did the Tomei thing become Tohar? Now, up till now, we've been skimming it over, that's all called Sofik Tum. But Dabne asked me yesterday, asked me, good, this is not really a Sofik Tum. This is Sofik became Ois Tohar, Ois Tomei. That's what the Gemara is now saying. Reb Shimon Goma Soif Tumo Mitchilas Tumo. He holds their equivalent. So he learns the Mikveh type Sofik from Soita. Ma'atchilas tumo sofek noga sofek loy noga b'sharam tor, af soif tumo sofek toval sofek lo toval b'sharam tor. That's what Shimon said. What about the Rabbonon? Hochi hashda hosom gavro. You can't compare them. Hosom in a sofek tchilas tumo sofek noga b'sharam tor. Why? Because gavro b'cheskes tayrekoi. Misfeik lo machtina le tumo. We don't put down a tumo on a misofek. That's why sofek tumo b'sharam tor. But here, Hocha Gavra Becheskas Tumukoi, Mesveka Lomavkile Mitumoso. Meaning the Cheskas Tumukoi, it sounds like Tartal Reyes again. Now, this Gemara is Mamish. We're going to go with the Rajbu here. That most people think Rashi is the Rajbu ill, so listen very carefully what's going on over here. We started off with a setup in the Rabbonin and the Reb Shimon, correct? Right? What do we say in the first, quote unquote, the first Teretz? That Reb Shimon learns Rishus HaRabim from Soita, that's not a problem, correct? What's Reb Shimon, the problem in Reb Shimon? Why doesn't he learn that it's Vadai Tomei in the Rish Layochit? To which the Gemara answered, Soita is different, because Raglayim Ladova. V'ibo Yisayim, I'm going to give you Nocha Teretz. And what's the Teretz?
he learns Sof Tumah from Tchilas Tumah in Rishus HaRabin, right? What, that's not a problem. What's our problem in Reb Shimon? Our problem in Reb Shimon is he doesn't fit in Rishus HaYochid. Rishus HaRabin, we have no problem. He's exactly equal with Saita. What do you mean? What do you mean in other Teretz? I have no problem in Rishus HaRabin. My problem is in Rishus HaYochid. Number two, what do you mean in other Teretz? What's your answer? That he learns Sof Tumah from Tchilas Tumah, meaning he learns of this from Saita. That's what you said in the first Teretz also. But what's added in this Gemara? And what did Rabbanan say? Tad L'Reis. It's going to make any sense, Boshet. V'iboy is saying, what's the V'iboy saying? You're not changing anything. And you're addressing a problem. It's not a problem. At the end of that first law, should I have one problem in Reb Shimon? Why didn't he learn that it's Vaday Tomei in the Rishus HaYochid? What was the first Teretz? Raglayim Ladova. What's the second Teretz? You're not even addressing it. You're addressing another point of Rishus HaRabin, Reb Shimon. That's not a problem, Bechlal. Reb Shimon is exactly equal. That's what you're telling me again. It's a first, it's strange. So the Rashi was saying, and again, many G'dol Yachorim say this is what Rashi is saying here too. The Gemara has to be read. There's not much we can do about it. The V'ibo Yisemo is not in Reb Shimon, even though it looks like it's in Reb Shimon. What we're changing here is the Rabbonon. Now let's go back and say, what do we say in the first Teretz in the Rabbonon? That what? This is basically equal to Soita, right? Aye, in Rishus HaRabim, it's Tomei, and Soita is not Tomei in Rishus HaRabim. Tartel HaReisa, right? But there is an equivalent you could learn from Soita. It just happens to be worse than Soita, because it's Tartel HaReisa. But what would be if it was Chodel HaReisa? It was a 50-50 Sofek in Rishus HaRabim, according to the Rabbonon. What would you say? Torah. You'd learn it from Soita. They do learn from Soita. Just, in this case, it's worse. It's a vada. They have to be tied to the race. But had it been a 50-50 Sofek, what would have been the dinner in Shalab? Torah. V-boy say, no, that's not true. The Rabbonon hold, even if it be tied to the race, it's going to be Tomei in the Shalab. I'm sorry. Even if it be Chodel HaReisa. Even if it be 50-50. Why? Because you can't learn Soif Tumah from Tchilas Tumah. This that the Torah said, Soit is Tornish Sarabim, that's by Soita, because that's Tchilas Tumah, it's your problem, Shia. This is Soif Tumah. This is getting out of Tumah. This is Urecheskas Tumah. Here you can't learn from me. Here they'll say even a 50-50 is Tomei in Sarabim. Ida Loshana Gemara. What the Gemara means to say is, we're changing in the Rabbonon, but if Shimon is staying, because in the first Loshin, everybody held there was an equivalence from Soita to here. You can learn Soif Tumah from Tchilas Tumah. No problem. Rabbonon had a thing called Tartel HaReisa. Now we're saying no. The Rabbonon hold you can't learn Soif Tumah from Tchilas Tumah. It's like you can't. That's how you have to read the Gemara. V'ibo Yisei Ma'ane Taim Reb Shimon, meaning Reb Shimon will remain Gomar Soif Tumah from Tchilas Tumah. We're not changing anything in Reb Shimon. What we're changing is in the Rabbonon. In the Rabbanan was saying now that you can't learn Soif Tumah from Tchilas Tumah. And therefore, in the Rishus HaRabim, it's going to be Vaday Tomei, even without Tartel HaReisa. It's a very interesting Gemara here. That Sofek Tumah of 50-50, in Rishus HaRabim, a Sofek of Soif Tumah, meaning a Sofek Tfilah, is going to be Tomei Vaday. Because you can't learn Soif Tumah from Tchilas Tumah. Now, to come back to your shayla yesterday, Shayu Tainan in the mikveh, Rashi says depends where the mikveh is. That's the topic of Soif Tumah. It does have to read for that Rashi is going in the first Loshon of the Gemara here. According to the first Loshon of the Gemara, everybody holds there's no difference between Soif Tumah and Tchilas Tumah. That there is no difference between a Sofek of getting rid of Tumah and a Sofek of getting Tumah. So it will depend on where the mikveh is. Even though that's not a Sofek Tumah, you're right. That's not Sofek Tumah. That's a Sofek entire. But since we hold there is an equivalence between Soif Tumah and Tchilas Tumah, it'll take a depend on where the mikveh is. Okay, I tried. It's a very harsh exam. It's a very harsh one. The place it's tried here is, it's partially unintelligible. The Kevega Zog Do, Ani Ho'oni Bedas Lo Zochisi Lamod Besoid Rabosenu. I don't know what the Taisa says. I can't begin to figure it out. This is the Pshat most of them bring. This is in the Rajbo. And many Achroinim say that Rashi means that. In those short words here, Rashi means to learn that way. So again, just to wrap it up, I don't want to too long. But we have two ways here. The first way is that Sofek Tfilah with Sofek Tumah, it's all the same. Even though it looks strange because they get rid of the Tumah, they get in the Tumah, it doesn't matter. Everything lets a chop from Soita. except the Rabbanon are metami b'shus haram because the title reis, so they hold zavada. Reb Shimon holds it's equivalent, but he happens to hold that sofek tumah b'shus hayochid is not vaday tomi because that's raglayim ladova. So standard sofek tumah is a sofek in kol ha'teru kula. That's a Rashi and Tois learn. The second logic is saying a chiddush in the Rabbanon that sofek sof tumah sofek toval is more is worse. Is Tomei Vaday even in the Rishus HaRabim? Because he's starting with a Cheskas Tumah, so he can't learn up from sight that Sofek Tumah Sharabim is Torah. Okay. Next. Mishnah Mimovu. Ditna. It's a Mishnah later. Hasheret Shenimtsu B'movu Mitamel Mafreya Ad Sheyemo Bodakti Yasamovu Yazeh. You assume it was there backwards, right? All tyrants that were made in that mova yotome, until you go back to the last bedik, v'hoibo sheretz, or shasakibu, and you swept up. So now that's basically like saying in our Mishnah, you go back mesles. So let's go slow. Who is that akasha? Now that Mishnah over there is zich only a sofik tumah. So Pana wants a sofik tumah back. So what do we know about tumas mesles? We said before, according to Hillel, according to Shammai, it's Torah and Gans. According to Hillel, it's Tomei in Rishus HaYochid, not Rishus HaRam. That's what Rashi told us. Now this Mishnah, the Rav and the Ram Yishai say, is talking in Rishus HaYochid. So there's Bechlal no Kasha on Hillel. There's no problem. This is a Kasha only on Shammai. If you look in Rashi, Maishno Mimovui, L'Shammai Porich. So he says, Hasheret Shinimtsa Mimovui, L'Shammai Porich, the Metar Lagamri. Hillel's okay, because Hillel says you go back with a Sufik Tumah Rishus HaYochid. That's exactly what it says in that Mishnah. But Shammai says you don't go back with any Tumah. Zvari Tohor, Sahakam over there, it's Tomei Sufik, Chotchur HaYochid. So the Gemara, Hosam Nami, Kevin the Ika Shrotzim, the Gufe, Shrotzim, Dosam. There's a lot of Shrotzim floating around here. There's Shrotzim that are native to this Movui, and the Shrotzim that could fly in from outside. Is Kitar Telereis Sedomi. We look at that like Tar Telereis. Now, you got to be careful here also. Again, they're showing the point. Very strange. What do you mean? It's not Tar Telereis. Tar Telereis, so we said, is a Vadai Tumor, Sarfin. This is a Sophic Tumor. Yeah, Rosh Hashanah again explained, the Gemara doesn't mean it's Mamish Tartel Reyes. I don't know what that title Reyes. Just telling me there's a lot of Shrotzim in the world. It means it's a weighted Sophic, that's all. It's not exactly a 50-50 Sophic anymore. Since there's such a Shrotzim population that's so heavy, it leads us to believe the more likely that it's Tomei than it's Tor, so we Metamim is Sophic. But it's not Tartel Reyes. Okay. Well, now the Gemara comes to a revolution, to Shammai. We started the whole Eisek here. What's Hal Shammai? My time at the Shammai. What do we say? Kosover Amin Shalchas Kosov. And we started off Faked, the Rishonim said that Shammai is very simple. It's not a problem. A woman has a Cheskes Tayr. If she takes her, why should I go back with Tumah? She became Tomei at 9 o'clock on Sunday. Why should I assume anything happened before that? She's standing in Cheskes Tayr. So the Gemara now, Vibo Yisema, Anusvor in Shammai. Hainu, time at the Shammai. You know why you don't go back with the Tumah? Because hoil the isha mageshes be'atzma. Normally, when a woman gets a riyah, she has a hagosh of some sort, right? So look at the Rashi mageshes. Kloima yidas be'atzma k'she yitzed dam mimena. She feels it. V'homi the lo argish me'asma v'arehash to b'bdika. Say it novak. What happened over here? Rashi was a bdika. That's the gashai way. We're still a bdika. Let's drop that right now. She had a riyah 9 o'clock on Sunday. So you're saying we have to assume Tumah back. What do you mean? If she had the Riyah before, she'd have felt it before. Very simple. The fact that she didn't feel it tells us nothing happened before. Now, Tais points out, again, we have to be very careful here. We're going to see soon. Well, hold on one second. What about Hillel? What's Halt Hillel? Kisvura hagoshes mei raglayimi. That's an ishki kasha. We'll sing it. We have it a lot later. We get to the 8th parak in the poskim. These hagoshes can be confused. You're telling me she didn't feel dam the last 24 hours, so what are you bothering her for? She felt it. She thought it was my raglayim, so she had to go to the bathroom. That's not taina. Ula Shama, one sec. Oh. So Sehillel doesn't hold from that. Now, let's just stop for a second. You're telling me now that the reason Shammai says you don't go back with the tumor is because we have a raya, basically. There is no tumor. Had she been told me earlier, she'd have felt it. Hillel doesn't buy that. The feelings can be confused. When you get into the realm of feelings, it's a, you know what I mean? It's a hazy area. Who? Right. We never had a problem, Shammai. It's worse than that. There's going to be women that Shammai's moide. It's worse than that. Let's take Hillel for a second. Let's stop for Hillel for a second. Hillel doesn't hold from this Hagosha business, right? Does he go back with Tumah?
He does, but only for kochim and chum.
We said zachumra. Again, some ice is zachumra. In reality, she's toyer. For chulin, she's toyer. Why is that? And Shammai also. The answer is, that's what Tosafot points out. We're not backing down from Cheskes Tayr. We're not backing down from Cheskes Tayr. But at the end of the day, you'll soon see, but hopefully we'll get there before the clock pitches in here. What's really going on here is that she's really tough. This, that they made this Chumrah, whatever, it's a Siog, we'll soon see. The Gemara's first terrors was that Shammai holds Cheskes Tayr, don't bother me. Nachmanish can Siog him, I'm not interested. Now the Gemara is saying, Ibo Yiseymor, of course, the basic thing is Cheskes Tayra. But he uses this to say there's no reason to be Machmir, Bechalal. You know, Hillel also agrees with Cheskes Tayra. Except Hillel is Machmir, a Siog, a Frumkeit and Kotchim. Shammai is saying it doesn't even make sense to make a Siog, a Cheskes Tayra. You want to say, Hillel, that it's a Shvacha Chazoka, you want to be Machmir and Kotchim, because we're Gufo Kachazia. That doesn't make sense either even to make a Chumrah. She would have felt it. We're dunning in that, but Avada, we're not backing down from Cheskes Tayr, because we need that. It's very important to remember, the whole discussion is Nogeya Kodshim. Nogeya Chulin, she's Vaday Tor, L'chol HaDeis. Why? What happened? It turns out Cheskes Tayr. That never budges. It's not moving anywhere. Okay. So now, Erhal Hagosh is a riot. Hillel's not a riot. She could have confused it. Frank the Gemara, Ula Shama Yiki Yishena. What about a woman who was sleeping? You're telling me she didn't have a riot the last 24 hours, whatever it is, because she'd have felt it. When she had it when she was sleeping? So in the morning, now she could have had it through the night. She wouldn't have felt it. So I'm thinking, Mara, not true. Yeshena nami, agav tzayre misar, it would wake her up. This feeling would wake up a woman. Me did havakosh esmei reglayim. You havakosh esmei reglayim, you wake up in the middle of the night. I'm talking a little baby here. So if you can feel that, you can feel that. Doesn't it, she can tie Frank, thinking, Mara, because shoita. What about a lady as shoita? Does he feel gone? She doesn't know what's flying. I mean, moi de shame b'shoita. The Gemara gives ground. It's an interesting thing. When the Mishnah said here, kol hanoshim dayan shaiton, it does not mean kol hanoshim. Aisha shoito, beishamai is masking that you have this beislays, whatever you call it. Frag the more that kasha, kol hanoshim ton, shteto kol hanoshim dayan shaiton. Kol hanoshim pikris. All the regular ladies, as Tosis will point out, this is not just a fluke. I mean, Tosis says, what if you have a lady who has a riyah without a feeling? There are today, the poskim will say women don't have hargoshes. We name one, there's no hargoshes today, pretty much. So what if you had a lady that had a riyah without a hargosha? So why don't you go back then in Shammai? You thought, because she would have had a hargosha to feel, but she didn't feel it right now. Zog Tosis aloy plug. What are you going to start making? This year lady, this lady not. But Shaita, Taisa says, that's a class by itself. That's not like, that's a class by itself. The class of Shaitim is Shaitois, as we call it, Shamez Mach. That's a separate class of people. Oh, Frag de Gemor, listening, Noshim. So what did he have to go and say Kol HaNoshim for? Let him say Noshim. Was that Kol HaNoshim and confuse us? So Gemor, Lafuki mid Rebelezer. Don't Rebelezer is going to say soon, Arba Noshim Vesulo. Rebelezer holds that Dayan Shaitan is only in four types of ladies. A psula who's never seen dam, a muberes, a meniko, and a skena. The mesolok is dam. Women will not have dam. On those four women, you say dayan shaita. So he said kol anoshim lafuke from that. Don't get me confused, Blaz. I mean all women. I've got. I don't mean all women. Mamish, the class of shaitim is by themselves. Komash no kol anoshim. Oh, Frag de Gemor, interesting shaita. Uika ksom. Again, not 100% clear what the Gemara's catch. We gave him a taste, so it's a little simpler. The Gemara is asking. The whole ksomim doesn't make sense now in Shammai. What's ksomim? A kesem is a riyah without hargosh. She didn't feel it. She finds it on her begotten. So there was no hargosh. Right? So you're telling me now that Shammai holds that hargosha, meaning the fact that she didn't feel it, is a raya that she didn't see. Correct? Strong enough that he won't even be machmir in kochim. Forget about chulin, no one's machmir. Hillel says, you can't rely on hagosha so much. So for kochim, I'm going to be machmir. Okay, then I can understand ksomim. It's a chumra, okay. But Shammai's going all the way with hagosha. He doesn't play games. If it was there, she'd have felt it. I'm so sure she'd have felt it. I'm not even machmir by kochim. So the ganze ksomim falls down. So what's the ganze ksomim? I mean, forget the whole perek from ksomim. Now that's a pie. So you'll tell me Shammai doesn't hold ksomim. That you can't do. The whole Masicht is full of Ksomim. You can't tell me the Shaman is all there is Ksomim. That's too much. Frag the Gemara, we could Ksomim. Lame attack Ksomim, the local Shaman is Mesogin, that the guts of Ksomim is not like Shaman, it's extreme. Omer Abaye, Modu Shaman, Biksomim. So we have now two exceptions to the rule. Shaita,
and ksomim. Why? Because ksomim, I have no explanation. What should I do? There's a thing over there. It's in a mokum where it's there, right? So what am I going to say? She didn't feel it. Therefore, she didn't see it. And where did it come from? My time, but simple on a saska, but shukshav tabochem lo avro. This thing Gemara is going to have later. By ksomim, we have tlius. If she walked through the butcher store, and it's on the outside, a place where it could come from the outside, we say it's not from her, it came from the butcher. Well, but siporim nisasko. But in a normal way, when we are machman a kesem, it's where there's no tlius. Sipal on nisasko, v'shukshach b'chol over. No, haidam hecho osso, where did it come from? Where did it come from? Meaning to say, you're right, hagosh ashtak is ach by shamay, but I have no explanation for the kesem, what should I do? Okay. So according to this teretz, it's in Mahalach number 2. Again, Mahalach number 1 was cheskes tyrant, don't bother me with tsyogim. Finished. I'm not interested in siyog. Cheskes, the halach number 2 is not here. It could be mokum for his siyog to be machman cheskes tyre. But Hagosha knocks it out. But that leaves me with two. That's a big difference. I was going to say a big difference. In the first mahalach, it's like a kol anoshim. In this mahalach, you have to take out shoyt that is going to be tumas mesles and ksom this mesles. He boy say menoch ateretz. Hainu time of the shamay. Does that anymore?
Yeah, we do.
The shamay big ksom, yeah. That's be before Shemishna, but anyway. Hold on a second. Kesef shenimtza b'cholim, matamal mafrei. I'm before Shemishna. But that's what they point out. This Mishnah, one could say, Shammai argues on. One could say, he argues on that. But you're not going to say, what? What? You don't go back. Dain shait? She saw it 9 o'clock. She's told me at 9 o'clock. You don't say it came before and you matami things about dain shait. Iboy se menorah teretz. Forget Hagosha. New teretz. You know why Shammai says you don't go back? What are you telling me? She saw it at 9 o'clock. Yechayshesh, the dam was there earlier, right? So if it was there, would it come out? Why would it be? Where would it be hiding? Ibo is saying, "Mahinu time of the shami dim yisad havadam meikara im yisad havadam meikara havosi." Would have come out. That's all. Zok the Gemara. What's halt Hillel? It's a reasonable statement to make. The Hillel koisle beis orechem hem we do. He holds again. Let me explain. Yesterday, the toes people have. Aisha doesn't become tamei when the dam comes out of her body. When it comes out from the mucker, the uterus, more or less, the cervix. When it comes out of the cervix into the beis hachitz, in the vaginal canal, she's tamei over there. She's actually much tamei before she knows she has dam. That's the truth. Because she has that gosh, whatever it is. But so, Hillel, she sees a re at 9 o'clock. I'm going back, let's say, 10 hours, whatever, depends on when the last check was, right? 10 hours. So what do you mean? If the dam came out 10 hours ago, where is it? It's in the Beis Achitzin, that's all. Got stuck in the Beis Achitzin. Shammai says, no, if it came out, it would have come out. It doesn't hold it. Beis Achitzin, the world doesn't hold it. Yeah, I was going to hold it for a second, but it doesn't hold it enough to make a difference for us. Hillel says, after year, Kaisa Beis Arechem. Shammai, Kaisa Beis Arechem, lo muk midam. It's an anatomical machloik, there's so much we can do about it. Okay. Freg di Gemara, mishameshes b'moich ma'ikol le'meimar. There are women, we don't get to it right now, who are allowed to use a moich. It's a primitive type contraceptive that fill up the mokum with shmatas, whatever is over there. Such a woman, if she'll have a riyas dam with the moich inside, the dam will get held up. I mean, the moich is going to hold it up. So there, Shammai should agree. He's telling me now, Shammai's reason for not going back, even l'siog, is because if it came out before, it would have come out. There's nothing to hold it up. It will get held up. Another example. Again, in the first lashon we said he was moide by a shoyte. Here we say he's moide by a woman who is a moich person. And again, Tois points out, I would have to low plug. Moich ladies are considered a class by themselves also, because there's a group of people that we allow it, and that's like a class by itself. Rava says, no. Moch nami. Agav zeya michvatz kovitz. Because of the perspiration, the moch itself will get vakvetched. It won't fill up the entire area. Mele the dam will come out. So Shammai still has his taina. If it would have come, it would have come. But, umoide rova be moich dochuk. If you put it in very tight, so, yeah, okay. So we have two lashonis. You have the first lashon hagosha. In that, you have your exceptions to rule are shoyt and ksomim. That you'll have two cases where Shammai has a tumla mafreya. The next teretz is the kosa becharechem business, and then Shammai is moich according to Abaye in a meshamesh b'moich, and according to Rova in a meshamesh is moich. The doch chayis what is ginoy. Ma'ika ben hani lishni laheich lishna. What's the difference between the first lashon of cheskes tyra and these two lashonis? Now that's a funny zach. What do you mean? What's the difference? You just told me the difference. Shaita, Moich. That's the difference. In the first teretz, it's a blanket statement called anoshim. I mean, you just told me the differences. Explain to Rishonim what we mean to say is a difference the other way. This is minuses in the new terutzim. This is a better. The first teretz is better. Kol anoshim, blanket. Now you're making me trouble. Kol anoshim, accept the shoita. Kol anoshim, accept the moich lady. What do you need it for? Where's your advantage in your new terutzim? What's the mile in the new terutzim? I understand you got nafkaminis, but if anything, those nafkaminis, you shouldn't have bothered with this teretz. I had a better teretz before. Was it a mile in the tzvei the teretz? The kashas we had from Chovas and Mikvah. This whole blood Gemara. Why is it more Tomei here and it's Tor here? So we had trouble. According to this truth, very simple. Here it's Tor because they have the Raya of Hagosha. Or it's Tor because you have that Raya. In the first Mahalach, you can make the kasha. We had to get involved with Tartal Reyes. We don't have to ask too much. Okay. What's the difference between the Loshon of Hagosha and the Loshon of Hamidu, whatever you call it over there? Obviously, in the first, the Loshon of Hagosha, I'm not doing Moich. A Moich lady will also be dying Shaitan. In the second Loshon, according to Abaye, every Moich lady is Ilmafreya. And according to Rab, at least a lady with a Moich Dochuk. Okay. We're going to have one more mahalach when I finish yet. But meantime, the Gemara shoots off. We have Bryce's. Tanya ki hai lishna. I have a riot at its last lotion. That was the basis of Shammai. It couldn't have come early. Because had it come early, it would have come out. You would have known what's going on there. The im isa, the havadam meikara, hava osi. Look what the Bryce says. Omolo hila lishamai. Iato moide. We'll get to this case soon, hopefully today. Are you not moide? You have a box here, right? You have a box like this. Rashi says it's big, right? Not so little. You have tyrus here. You're fooling around with the tyrus. You take them out. Bingo, you find the sherets in this corner of the keli. Zot. You're not moide me. That's tome. Well, it's tome, right? We assume it was there before. It points out it's a big box. If it's a little box, it couldn't have been there. You'd have seen it. But it's a box, two amos like this. You have your tyrus on this side, and over there, you take it out, you tie. Oh, bingo, you found the sherets in the corner. Zuck for Hillel, it's Tomei. Why? We assume it was there before. It was there before, it's Matame the Kli, and the Kli is Matame the tyrus on this side. Are you not moded to me in that? Yeah, to moide, bekupish, and stamshu, but tyrus, bezov, bezov, and into sherets, bezov, as a cherish, a tyrus, reishinus, tmeis. So you do go back with Tumor. It's a very similar problem. It was a very similar problem. The sherets is here now. I assume it was there 10 minutes ago. You moide to me, it is. So what's the difference in this? So how come in the lady and not moide dam was there before? Look what he answers him. Omla avol avada ye avol avol anach nashem avol means afanemis. Well, the Rashi came not dober. Frak the hillel my hefish ben zulu zulu. What's the difference? Zok there lezu yesh lo shulayim lezu ain lo shulayim. The box has a bottom. Take look Rashi there shulayim the ikvu ashulayim es hasheretz milotzes. There's a bottom on that thing, so it could have been there before. You wouldn't have noticed it. Who hoitzi tyrus derech pia milamayla v'asheret shemizov lo luzuei lo shalayim. There's no shalayim in Aisha. If the dam was there, it would have fallen out. Iyavadami esul beveis achitzin have a nofik v'nofa. It does a riot to that loshin that what do you call it? That Shammai's strength here is the ain lo shalayim. I mean, it would have fallen out. I mean, had there been their dam, it would have come out. It's a tanya kavose to loshin number three. Very interesting gemara. We had three loshinas, cheskes tayra, ganze discussion. Loshin number two, agosha. Loshin number three, it would have fallen out. That tanya kavose to loshin number three. Now we come to loshin number four. It's unusual. Usually the gemara gives you all the loshinas and then eight the tanya kavose. But whatever, I guess the gemara jumped in on this loshin right away with the tanya kavose. Now comes the fourth lotion. Rova say, Rova comes a new story. Again, we're dealing in the realm of a chumri here, right? Be'etzem ha'otmin cheskes tayr. Just Hillel's machmir. Shammai says, don't be machmir. You know why? A new slant. Rova om a taima de Shammai mishim bitl piryev erivyo. So look at Rashi. Dekeim in the chayshina l'dam beveis achitzen. Liboy noikvoy upayrish minoyishu. Now again, you have to be very careful here. When we say she's told my back, that's not Labailo, it's not Lechul, it's only Lekorim, Bittel Peri, you're allowed to be Mishamish, there's no problem over here. It's only Gabi Kochi. So leave on Nokvo. He'll be nervous. At 9 o'clock she gets a Ria, you're telling me Kochi Matohar, Atome back. I mean, you are worried about that. It's leave on Nokvo. It's going to be problems over here. It's a Bittel Peri, the Rivia. Tanya Nami Hochi, Gleicha, Tanya Kabosai, that is Lotion. He's nervous. Any time he'll be born to be mishamish, he'll be afraid. How am I going to be mishamish? I can't be in 14 hours. She'll have a riyah and he'll be in La Freya back. They can make the whole world nervous. It's not bad, but nervous enough as it is in the frum guide. The noch a nervous guide. Finished. He'll close up the shop. You know what I mean? Kami nami hochi. A riyah to this loshin. Oh my lo shamay lehil el mamish. Im came bital to benoyis yisrael mi piri yevirivya. Okay, you should be jumping here. Why are we not jumping? I mean, bital to benoyis yisrael. What's my bnei yisrael? Why was there a bchalish mitzuv a piri yevirivya? Problem with the man. Zong the achareinim good. Zong like this. What do you worry about the man? He'll marry a isha sheyesh laveset. The men have no problem. They'll marry an isha sheyesh laveset. This whole problem is isha ain't laveset. Isha sheyesh laveset kavua, die in shayta. No problem on the men here. He'll marry a isha sheyesh laveset. Sachmoris after isha ain't laveset. She'll never have children. And they open, it's not peeve review. We mean l'sheves. Isha has the mission l'sheves. Not peeve review. Technically a woman doesn't have, but she has l'sheves bro. But that's how they claim. In the men, there's no problem. He'll marry a woman with a isha sheyesh laveset. It's not like today, you have to understand. Today, they claim him out, nobody has a vest kavua. It's a minimum, sheba minimum to ladies. In a Gemara's times, most women had veset kavuas. The ain lo veset was the with the oystam by Chazal. Okay, fine. Side point. Oh, now let's go. So let's again wrapping up. It's getting late. We have four lashonis. Cheskis Taira with no help. Cheskis Taira plus Argosha. Cheskis Taira with it would have fallen out. And Cheskis Taira with bitl period verivya. You have a tiny kavosi to number three and to number four. So what do the other people do? What does number one and number two do? You have a clear brice like number three. You have a clear brice like number four. Uman the Tony Hailish, and what starts that way? The one who says the fourth lashon bitl period verivya. Hatanya ki heichlishna. You have a raya that is the other side. Dem isad havadame ikora havosi. That first discussion with Cooper is clearly number three. That the Shammai's cheshvan is, it would have come out earlier. So the Hossam Hillel who did the Kotoi. That's what Hillel thought Shammai said. Hillel thought Shammai meant it would have come out. That's Frank from Cooper. Who saw the time of the Shammai, the Misa, the Dame, Koravos? If you come actually Cooper, so Frank the Rakaja from Cooper. To which Shammai says, I have nothing to do with that. I'm going off Bittel Piri review. But even according to you, that you think I meant that, you have no kasha from Cooper, because Cooper's Yeshua Shalayim, and she's Ain Lo Shalayim. Vomele Shammai Taimed the Dimishum Bittel Piri Verivya. Ulamai Dikotois, according to your mistake, Nami, Dikomakshis Cooper, Luzu Yeshua Shalayim, Luzu Ain Shalayim. Oh, Ulamai Dikotoni, Hai Lishna, the one number three who learns, it's because the Dam would have come out. What do you do with that Bryce of Bittel Piri Verivya? The last Bryce says clearly that Shammai says Bittel Piri Verivya. Ain. Interesting. Time of Koamrit, you're right. The Mislavadame Koravosi. But even with that, Hillel's Gorfrum, even Cheskes Taira, with that would have come, I still think there's room for a Siog. Umir, I say Siog Lidorecha, even with that, I still hold this Mokum for a Siog. The Maishno Mikola Tayra called Abdin and Siog Omelink and without the Pnosi Sroom Piri Verivya.
Why did the
Imam
want to answer the sentence first? Whether
you're allowed to. Yeah, well, what's his mistake? I mean, you mean Stam, you made a mistake?
Same
thing that gets on the third. You mean Stam made a mistake? What's the Lotion of the Bryce? Hold on a second. No, that's Shammai, can't be. It's only Shammai Lehillel, Bitalto. They can't make a mistake. The uttermost Hillel was talking. So you say Hillel misunderstood Shammai and he answered him according to the way. Yes, Shammai said Bitl Piri Verivya. Oh. Now, what the Gemara explains that we said before, what does that do? Bittel Piri Verivya. He'll never stop Piri Verivya. He'll be Piri Verivya. Mi Kamina, Le Tyrus, who the Kamina. The Shammai, Le Tyrus, Nami Lo, the Imkain, Libo Noikvo, Poirish. If you come down with this Chumran Tyrus, it's going to get people nervous. It's going to be Tsaurus. That's what he meant. Very interesting the way the Gemara comes out at the end over here that Shammai came fully loaded. Shammai said, this Cheskis Tyri here, Hillel. And you want to be Machmir? I have a right that you didn't see because he'll have a dama yikor. Still, Hillel holds. You should make a siog. To which he said, that's out of line. I mean, that's too much. This, I mean, that's already too much. It's too extreme. Itma. Kupo sheneshtam shubo tyris, bezovizu. Venimtsu sheritz bezovizacheris. Now, we just said before that both Hillel and Shammai say in this case, it's Tomei, right? Hillel said to Shammai, aren't you agreeing with me that this case is Tomei? To which Shammai said, Avada, and it's different than Aisha, because that's a Yesh Lo Shalai. But in point of fact, both Hillel and Shammai hold that it's Tomei by Kupa Shel Sheretz. Look at this now. Chizkiyom Atayris HaRishayin is Tohoi Reis, Reb Yechon HaTayris HaRishayin is Tomeis. All of a sudden, the Machlokes HaMoiroim. Chizki says Tor, Bjornu says Tome. We just said it, both Hillel and Shammai say it's Tome. I've been waiting to know what's going on over here. Frag the Gemara, Vehoshammai, Vehillel, Modu, Vekuba, the Tyrants are showing it's Tmeyes. What's going on over here? So the Gemara, it's different cases. Ki Modu, Shammai, Vehillel, Vekuba, Sheyeshla, Shulayim, like we said before. They're talking Yeshla Shulayim. That was Shammai's whole Teretz, the Isha. This is a Numach Loikis. This is a Kupa without a Shulayim. The way Rashi learns, it's a barrel. Both ends are off. And you can't use it standing up, obviously. Yeah, they would use it for some things, obviously not for water. I would hope not anyway. But for lying down purposes. But here's a little different, because here... Let's see one second. Ain lo shulayim. Lagrashi kigon chaviyah shalei shenitlu shulayim. Yochel shtamish be'oirech halolon shemutolos bekarka. But here, now how do you empty it out? Shemar roishu magbiyah roishu emar hakol. But yetzimera, when you have to empty it out, you're going to turn the whole thing over and pour it out. So there, Yizicha would have seen it. That's what we're saying. See, in a kupa, we said it could be in this corner. How do you take the stuff out? You don't dump it. You pick it up out of there. He's talking about a barrel like this. When you want to take it out, you turn it over. So if it had been a sheretz, you'd have seen it coming out. That's why it's tor according to Chizki. What's halter b'yoychanan? Why should be told me? How could it be in there if it was zikah? Would have come out when you pour the stuff out of there. Keep modu shami hilu b'kupa sheshulayim. Keep pligi Chizki b'yoychanan b'kupa she'ein lo shulayim. Ain lo shulayim my time with the Rebbe Yochanan. Then I don't understand Rebbe Yochanan. If there's no shulayim, Yizicha saw it on the way out. Rashi says, my time the Rebbe Yochanan, Havadai ilo hava hosom bishas tyrus, have enough. Havadai would have come out with the tyrus when you poured them out. Says the Gemara, it's ain lo shulayim v'yesh lo oignayim, oignim. There's no bottom, but there's a lip by the top or the bottom. And basically Rebbe Yochanan is saying, it could have gotten stuck in the lip over there, and you wouldn't have noticed it. Rashi, oignim. B'mokam ha-shulayim yesh oignim. Lips. How do they say it in English? A lip. Does it have a word for it? There's a lip on a thing over there.
A rim.
A rim. Good. Better. A rim. Better. Good. Shefkufim roshi ha-nesorim klape p'nim. It's bent in. Ukshu me'ara ikalameima oignim ha-kovoy. It could have gotten stuck there. Frag the Gemara of Hotanya, an interesting case. Hamadla asorid loyim mayim bozeach hazeh. Ten, he's got a bucket, he's pulling water out of the well, pouring it into a big barrel. He does it 10 times. Correct? 10th time, he sees a sheretz in the water. Same problem. Do we say the sheretz came now? So this bucket is shot, but all the water here is okay. Or do I say, no, the sheretz is hiding there all the time. So it's been there all the time, all the water in the big barrel is tummy. Hamad la sword lo yemayim bozeach hazeben imsa sheretz becher mehem hu tomei v'kulon tohirim. You don't assume it was there before? It would have come out with the previous water. V'omar reish lokish v'shim reb yanei lo shonu ela shein lo ignim. That's only if there's no rim on the what do you call the dli, the smaller bucket that you pour with. Avol yeish lo ignim kulon tomeim. Why? Because I say the sheretz could have been there for the last 10 pourings. Why didn't it come out the first time? It got stuck in the rim. This is Rabbi Yochanan's svara, that in a rim something can get stuck. Now, so you'll tell me that's the machloek. Chizki doesn't hold it. So the Gemara, lema cheskia lesle de Rabbi Yochanan. Do you mean to tell me that Chizki doesn't learn like Rabbi Yochanan? That seems like a stomazah. He's saying that's beyond the Mishnah. Meaning that if there is a lip, a rim, then it could have gotten stuck, and I have to worry that the thing was there before. You're telling me now that the machlokes Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan is in a kupa she'ein lo shulayim v'yesh lo ognayim, and Chizki holds even with ognayim, I don't say it could have gotten stuck. So lechura he holds not like Rabbi Yochanan, correct? Because there Rabbi Yochanan is saying that if there is an ogen on that thing, you have to suppose that the sheretz is around for a while. So like, what's the difference? The difference between water and peiris, if that's what you want to call it. Mayo sharki, peiril or sharki. Water, what's the English word for sharki? Water pours out. Water pours. So when you dump a barrel of water, you don't have to turn it over like this. You tilt it and it'll pour out. So there, of course, something could... You have a bucket of water like this. You tilt it to pour out the water. Of course, Rabbi Yochanan says if there's a rim, something could get stuck. Hey, you're talking about tires. I'm talking about apples. How do you dump them? You're going to pour them? You got to get them out. You're going to turn it over. If you turn it over, it's not going to get stuck in the ignite. Maya sharki, peri lo sharki. See Rashi. My shark, you ain't circle halfway cut li al ponov. A barrel of water, you don't turn over like this. You tilt it, and it pours out. Kishum me'ore. Hilkoch ikol lemeima rognayim migvul l'sheretz. There, I agree. It could have gotten stuck in the rim. I will pay it lo shark. It don't flow. Kishira tyrus mimena. How did he pour the apples out of there? Hovcho kul al ponov. Flip the whole thing over. The fishay peiris noichel l'sheretz. The Lord says. Hilkoch ihave sheretz in my tyrus. I'm sure. Ben over by the. There is not going to get stuck in the ognayim. Or another teretz. Maya loikopit alayu. Maya is not so important to me, so there'll be a little bit left in the barrel. What do I care? So I'm not going to turn it over in guns. Too either. It's the same idea. By water, you're not going to turn like this and pour. Either because it pours easy, there's no need. But Stan, what do I care? To get a leverage every drop here, man. It's not America where you pay for water. You know, water used to be cheap. The tyrus that I want. I'm trying to get them all out of there. Yeah, I'm still going to turn the whole ASIC over and make sure I get every last one of those apples out of there. Once you turn it all over, then Chizkiah doesn't believe in Ognayim. The machloi, where you're not pouring out totally, you're tilting, whatever the reason is, there everybody holds. If there's Ognayim, if there's some sort of a rim on that barrel, you could get stuck a sheretz, and you have to presuppose that the sheretz is there for a while. We're talking with a yesh lo shulayim. I'm sorry, an ain lo shulayim, yesh lo ognayim, and the thing where you pour it out completely. There, Chizkiah says you don't have to worry since you poured it out completely. We don't have to worry. You got stuck in there. Maybe I'm going to schay sheish even there.